is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The Gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
The book of Philippians chapter 2, and I just want to begin with verse 5. We're going to go a little further as the Spirit leads. Amen. Philippians 2 and 5, very familiar verse of scripture, but as we celebrate this commemorative Lord's Supper, it puts in mind the reality of what he has done for us, how he has given us examples after examples to walk after him. So we want to again recognize that. Philippians 2 and 5, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, follow the leader. Follow the leader. Paul is talking not only to the church at Philippi, but he's talking to all believers with this message that reaches beyond periods and people and places with an eternal message for the people or the saints of God. Follow the leader. One of the things that I think is most interesting as we celebrate the Lord's Supper here in our ministry monthly, and we think about what Jesus did for us, but many times we don't recognize the awesome price he paid, what he gave up, what he left behind and put before him and accomplished because he had a desire to bring God's chiefest creation back to the Father. Now, one of the things that I want you to know, and it'll be helpful for us to understand, is when Paul encourages the believer by saying, let this mind, he's telling them to focus your mind, focus your thoughts on the examples of Jesus. Let this mind be in you. What mind was that? And I'm going to share some things with you today that's going to help you. I'm going to have our reader to read some of these verses that follow just so that we can get clarity out of it. But I need you to understand, he wants each believer to focus on the leader. When you focus on the leader, it's hard to mess up or miss out when you are following closely to the leader. All right. Peter followed afar off, and he found himself in a situation that Jesus had explained to him and expressed to him would be his in denying him when he assured Jesus that he'd never deny him, that he'd die with him. But Jesus knew something he did not know. And so as a result of that, he missed the blessing that was fully his. But the Lord always knows what we can handle and what we can't. God knows when we get excited and our mouths speak more than what the rest of us can handle.
All right.
You remember when you had a child and you wanted more on the plate than you could eat, and your mother or grandmother say, "Well, eat that first, and I'll give you some more." Your eyes are bigger than your. Yeah. And sometimes we think we can do more than we can do. But how many of you know Jesus said in the 15th chapter of John, in that fifth verse, that he was the vine and we were the branches. And that if we were in him, everything that is produced in us is because of him. And then he said, without him, we could do what? Nothing. Nothing. So let's look at what Paul is saying. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6, reader.
Verse 6, whom being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
But we're going to stop right there. We're going to take verse by verse. Listen, who being in the form of God, what did that mean? It meant he was co-equal with God, he was co-existent with God, and he was co-eternal with God. He did not have to think more of himself than he was, because he was all that. Romans 12 and 3 reminds us about not thinking more of ourselves than we ought to, because it reminds us that God has given to every man the measure of faith. And so what we need to know is what we are able to do, and we need to know what we are not able to do. But one of the things that I think is most important is Paul says, you can follow the leader. Now let me tell you what happened here now. It says, who in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The reason why he thought it not robbery to be equal with God was because he was what? God. He was God the Son. Listen, there's one God in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He was smack dab in the middle. Right in the middle. So he was God. But I want you to see something here, because I need you to see his selflessness. Selflessness. See, if we're going to follow the leader, we've got to be selfless. Not selfish, but selfless. We've got to learn to look beyond self and follow the leader and see how he's leading us to go forth in the things of God. John, the 13th chapter, and the first few verses talks about him coming from God and going back to God, and that God had put all things in his hand, and that he knew his time had come, when he was going to be crucified, when he was going to go to the cross and die on the cross, to be able to do something that men could not do for themselves. And so we see his selfless act, because in that fourth verse, it talks about when he was washing the disciples' feet, he got up and he took up his outer garment and laid it aside. Now, took a pan or a basin of water and poured it in and began washing his disciples' feet. Let me just help you understand something about taking his garments and laying it aside. It was symbolic of what he literally did in heaven. Jesus Christ laid his royal garments aside in glory, and took on the form of flesh. Here he was, sovereignty. And when he took off his royal garments, he exchanged them for the outerwear of slaves. So sovereignty became a slave. Listen. He didn't have to do that. He was God's son. Verse 7.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Now listen to this here. One of the things that you need to note about him was he sacrificed. He was selfless, but secondly, he sacrificed. The word says he made what? Himself of no reputation.
Yes.
In other words, he came from something and came down to nothing because he chose to. How many of you would go from riches to rags? Everybody want to go from rags to riches. But how many of you would be willing to go from riches to rags? What a major difference it would be in lifestyle, in traditions, in mannerisms, in those things that you are used to experiencing, used to having, used to dealing with, having servants serve you. Now you go from being served to serving. From sovereignty to a slave, a servant. Servant. When you follow the leader, you're going to recognize that you're going to have to go because you've been called to go. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Come on now.
And that means we're sent. Those of us who are sent must be willing to make a sacrifice to give up something. What are you willing to give up? Some of us don't want to give up anything to follow the Lord.
Yes.
We want him to do everything for us, but we're not really willing to do anything for him. He made the sacrifices to bring us back to God. And yes, we did participate in by accepting him, but very few of us have gone beyond just accepting him. When we accepted him, can I tell you what he did for us? He bought our lives back from the devil. He redeemed us. He sacrificed, but his sacrifice caused him to suffer. We're going to read about it in the next verse. Caused him to suffer. And listen, my brothers and sisters, you can't sacrifice if you're not willing to suffer. A lot of us don't want to suffer because that's not what we're here to do. We want to sit on fiery beds of ease. We want to be able to say, Lord, do it. Lord, fix it. I don't want to go through this. Lord, turn my situation around. We don't want to go through the fire, through the storm, through the rain, through any of those things. But for Christ, listen, we must suffer. Because he suffered for us. We no longer have our lives. Our lives belong to him. And if they belong to him, then we need to recognize he's going to call us to be selfless. He's going to call us to be sacrificial. And he's going to cause us to suffer. As old song used to say, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to what? Suffer. For if I suffer, I'll gain what? Now, how many of you all don't even sing the song because you don't want to suffer? Verse 8.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
Come on now.
Even the death of the cross.
Now, if that's not suffering, tell me what is. He left his deity, his Godhead in heaven, took on the form of flesh, went from being something, everything, and made himself of no reputation. In man's sight, nothing. He was horrible to look at. That's what Isaiah says. And my brothers and sisters, all that he went through, he did it so that he could save you and me. It costs something to be a witness for Christ, to go out and save others by the testimony, by the word, by the witnessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. It costs us something, just like it cost him something. And many of us won't open up our mouths and tell a living soul that could be on their way to hell about Jesus.
Yes.
Who came down from glory and took on the form of human flesh and gave himself for us and sacrificed and suffered just to save you. And if it had been no one else but you, he still would have done it all. That ought to show you how important you are to Jesus. That if not one of you would have accepted him, but one lowly person, he would have done the same thing, went through everything he went through just for that one person. And I don't know about you, but I count myself to be that one person. If he didn't do it for nobody else, he did it for me. And I know I'm not the only one he's done it for. He's been a blessing to more than me in this house today. And that's why sometimes I think we forget that our job is to follow the leader. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. See, if you're not following Christ, I got news for you. You're following somebody. Who is it you're following? Well, all you got to see is where the footsteps are leading you to. Because if you're following Christ, it's an upward bound. If you're following Satan, it's a downward bound. And one way or the other, you're following somebody or you're standing still. I said you're following somebody or you're standing still. And my brothers and sisters, Paul in that third chapter of Philippians talked about how he desired to know him better, as much as Paul knew him, as well as Paul knew him. In other words, Paul recognized that you just can't know enough about Jesus. And the closer you get to him, the more he makes you feel, the more he reveals to you, the more he shows to you. And the closer you follow the leader, listen, the more you become like the leader.
All right.
And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is looking for those who will follow him.
Yes, yes.
From earth to glory. Here's a point that I'm closing. He humbled himself.
Yes, yes.
We've got to learn, it's one thing when God humbles us. It's another thing when we humble ourselves. There is a lot of pain and there is a lot of hurt when God has to humble you. And it's not much different when you humble yourself, but when you humble yourself, it's voluntary. It is saying to God, listen, God, you are worthy of me giving up all this I have to follow you because of what you've done for me. And I will follow you because where you're going is where I want to be. And that means, listen, there is nothing in this world that's greater than Christ and what he offers to every believer. What does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world?
Come on, doctor, come on.
And lose his own soul.
Yes, Lord.
Or what shall he give in exchange for his soul? Jesus said, take up your cross and do what?
Follow
me.
Yes.
One translation say, follow me daily. Daily. Now some of you try to follow him on Sundays.
All right.
But he said, follow me daily. See, you grow from week to week when you follow him daily. But when you grow every now and then, because you follow him every now and then, you're missing out on the blessing and the benefit of what he shares with you when you're in fellowship with him. And so, my brothers and sisters, God, through Christ Jesus, all of us who've been called, all of us who've been chosen, have been sent. That 13th chapter of John reminds us that he who is sent is not greater than the one who sent him.
All right, Doc.
And if we're not greater than the one who sent us, then we ought to follow him. Follow him. I don't know about you, as I close this message this morning, but are you following the leader? Are you seeking after Christ to become more like Christ? Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Why? Because the best is always after Jesus. There's nothing on this side of glory that's greater than or better than Jesus. And anything that is worth following is worth following close and well. And that is following after Jesus. I'll say this, that when you learn how to put one foot in the print that he removed his foot out of, and you place yours there, and as you put another footprint in the footprint he moved his out of, when you follow him that close, it'd be so difficult to be able to tell the difference between you and Jesus. Jesus said, these things that I do, you're going to do them.
Yes, yes.
And greater,
greater,
greater things shall ye do. Why? Because I go to my Father, and you begin to walk like me and talk like me. You begin to act like me.
Yes.
You begin to walk in authority so much so that people think that you are me. You've heard the saying, association brings on what? Assimilation. And all of us ought to follow Jesus so close,
yes,
that all of us could be called Jesus Juniors. What I've done, you shall do also.
Yes.
And you've got to follow him mighty close to be able to do the things that Jesus did. And when you humble yourself, 9, 10, and 11 tells us about Jesus. And on a lower level, he'll do the same to us. He will exalt us like he did Jesus. But we've got to recognize that there is none other like Jesus. And that's why he's the leader that we will follow for the rest of our lives. Give God glory.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
See?